Respected friends, mashallah, the brothers are coming with the bucket. We're going to go home, we're going to give Eid to the children, to the wife, to the brothers, the sisters. This is time for us to give Eid to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. We give in the path of Allah. Allah mentions that Allah is the one that will multiply it many folds. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. What you will give in the path of Allah, Allah is the one, He will multiply it for you. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on one occasion, some beggar came to him for something. So Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sends Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu home, and he says, tell your mother to send the 6 dinars. 6 coins, tell your mother to send it. Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anhu sends a message, tell your father that he said that we need to keep this the day when we need it. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, tell your mother to send it. The mother sends it. Someone goes past with a horse. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, brother, are you selling it? Ali takes the 6 dinar, he gives it to the beggar. Someone goes with the horse. Ali radiallahu anhu says, brother, are you selling it? He says, yes. How much? 100 dinar. Ali radiallahu anhu says, I buy it from you. I'll pay you later, I buy it from you, leave it here. Ali is still sitting there in the same place. That person goes away, another person comes after that. He looks at the horse, beautiful horse. He says, Ali, are you selling it? He says, yes. How much? 160. He says, 160, buy it, take it. He gives 160, he takes the horse. Ali is still sitting there. Ali radiallahu anhu takes the 100, he gives it to the person who he bought the horse from. He takes the 60, he tells Hassan, go and give it to your mom. Allah's promise is true. Whoever gives 1, Allah multiplies by 10. Your mother gave 6, Allah gave 60 to her. So respected friends, this is the time that we give in the path of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that every day there are 2 angels that descend. And these angels, every day they make dua. One angel says, O Allah, the one who's giving in your path, you also give him. And the other angel say, Allah, the one who is not giving, Allah, you also don't give him. I said today that we only know lam zer le. Urdu ka, Arabi ka nahi. Hame sirf aata hai, lam zer le. Hame ye nahi aata ke dal zer de. We only know le, le, le. We don't know de, de, de. We only say Allah give, give, give. We don't know that give in Allah's path also. So respected friends, we open our hearts inshallah. And we also give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also remember that to pay your sadaqatul fitr, the reward of the fast remains suspended between the heavens and the earth until we don't pay our sadaqatul fitr. Respected friends, because Eid Salat, we tend to perform it only 2 times a year. We sometimes forget the procedure and the manner how to perform the Eid Salat. Kabhi kabhi imam bhi bhul jate. Firstly, if the imam makes a mistake, then the mas'ala is that there's no need for you to say Allah Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Because on the occasion of Eid, there may be greater confusion. You will create even a greater confusion. That's one. So because we tend to perform the salat 2 times a year, we tend to forget the manner and the procedure of performing the salat. Your niyat will be, O Allah, I am performing 2 rakats of salat with 6 extra wajib takbirs. Allah, I am performing 2 rakats Eid Salat with 6 extra wajib takbirs. You will say Allahu Akbar, Imam will say Allahu Akbar, first takbir he will raise his hands and then he will fold his hands. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik wa tabarakasmuk wa ta'ala jadduk wa la ilaha ghayruk. Second time Imam will raise his hands, he will say Allahu Akbar and he will put the hands to the side. You will also raise the hands and put them on the side. Third takbir, Imam will say Allahu Akbar, raise his hands, put them on the side, you will also put them on the side. Fourth takbir, Imam will say Allahu Akbar, he will raise them, you will also raise them. Imam will tie his hands and he will start the qira'ah, you will also tie your hands. When we start the mic, what we say? Testing 1, 2, 1. So 1 down, 2 fold. 1 fold, 2 down, and 1 fold again. Ji, 1, 2, 1. In the second rakat, the imam, first he will start with the qiraat. First, the imam will start with the qiraat. After the imam finishes his qiraat, imam will say Allahu Akbar once, and then he will raise his hands and leave them on the side. Second time, imam will say Allahu Akbar again, raise his hands and leave them on the side. Third time, imam will say Allahu Akbar, raise his hands, again leave them on the side. Fourth time, imam will say Allahu Akbar, he will go in the ruku, you will also go in ruku and salat will be as normal. After the salat, respected friends, the khutbah is there. Khutbah is wajib to listen to. Everyone, please remain behind. Listen to the khutbah. Whether you understand it or whether you don't understand it, it is wajib. obligatory that we sit and we remain for the khutbah. Thereafter there is dua. We leave only after the dua. The angel says, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ قَدْ بُدِّلَتْ سَيَّآتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Go from here in such a manner that Allah has forgiven your sins and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has converted all your sins also. Allah has converted it into righteous deeds. دوستو بھائیو بزرگو چونکہ عید کی نماز ہم صرف سال میں دو دفعہ پڑھتے ہیں تو کبھی کبھی اس کا طریقہ جو ہے ہم بھول جاتے ہیں. عید کی نماز کے لیے نیت یہ ہے کہ اے اللہ میں دو رکعت نماز پڑھ رہا ہوں چھ زائد تکبیروں کے ساتھ. دو رکعت عید کی نماز چھ زائد تکبیروں کے ساتھ. پہلی تکبیر کے اندر میں امام اللہ اکبر کہہ کے اپنے ہاتھ کو اٹھائیں گے اور ہاتھ کو باندھ دیں گے. تمہیں بھی اپنا ہاتھ اٹھانا ہے اور ہاتھ کو باندھ دینا ہے. امام پڑھیں گے سبحانک اللہم و بحمدک و تبارک اسمک و تعالی جدک و لا الہ غیرک. یو ول آلسو ریڈ دا ثنا. دوسری تکبیر کے اندر میں امام اللہ اکبر کہہ کے ہاتھ اٹھائیں گے اور ہاتھ کو چھوڑ دیں گے. تم بھی اپنے ہاتھ کو اٹھا کے چھوڑ دینا. تیسری تکبیر کے اندر میں امام اللہ اکبر کہہ کے ہاتھ کو اٹھا کے چھوڑ دیں گے. تم بھی اپنے ہاتھ کو اٹھا کے چھوڑ دینا. چوتھی تکبیر کے اندر میں امام اللہ اکبر کہہ کے ہاتھ کو اٹھا کے ہاتھ کو باندھ دیں گے. پھر امام تلاوت اور قرات فرمائیں گے. ہم بھی اپنے ہاتھ کو اٹھا کے ہاتھ کو باندھ دیں گے. دوسری رکعت کے اندر میں پہلے امام جو ہے قرات سے شروع کریں گے. قرات سے فارغ ہونے کے بعد امام اللہ اکبر کہیں گے, ہاتھ اٹھائیں گے اور ہاتھ کو چھوڑ دیں گے. ہمیں بھی پہلی تکبیر میں ہاتھ کو اٹھانا ہے, ہاتھ کو چھوڑ دینا ہے. دوسری تکبیر میں امام اللہ اکبر کہہ کے ہاتھ کو اٹھا کے چھوڑ دیں گے. ہمیں بھی دوسری تکبیر میں ہاتھ کو اٹھا کے چھوڑ دینا ہے. تیسری تکبیر میں پھر امام اللہ اکبر کہہ کے ہاتھ کو اٹھا کے چھوڑ دیں گے. ہمیں بھی تیسری تکبیر میں ہاتھ کو اٹھا کے چھوڑ دینا ہے. چوتھی تکبیر میں امام اللہ اکبر کہہ کے رکوع میں جائیں گے. ہمیں بھی امام کے ساتھ رکوع کے اندر میں جانا ہے اور باقی نماز عام نمازوں کی طرح ہوگی. نماز کے بعد جو خطبہ جو ہے وہ واجب ہے. ہر آدمی کے لیے ضروری ہے کہ خطبہ کو سنے, غور سے سماعت کرے, خطبہ سنے, اس کے بعد جو دعا ہے اس میں بھی شامل ہو. اس کے بعد آدمی کو چاہیے کہ جائے. ڈیورنگ دا خطبہ پلیز ڈونٹ ٹاک. خطبہ کے درمیان جو ہے باتیں کرنا بھی جائز نہیں ہے. جزاک اللہ.